Welcome to Recalculating Small Business. Like its award-winning book, Recalculating is dedicated to small business in America. Your hosts are Don Mazzella and Dan Perkins. Don Mazzella is the editor-in-chief of the Small Business Digest. Dan Perkins is a registered investment advisor with 43 years' experience in managing money.
Dan Perkins here, your co-host, along with Don Mazzella of Recalculating for Small Business. Our radio program is dedicated to you, helping the small business owners increase their profits. We draw our name from Recalculating, voted the best small business book of 2017 by the Independent Press. In this book, it features ways to grow your small business. Now, here's Don Mazzella.
Dan, you and I have been using a new tool for creating videos. In fact, we liked it so much, we asked Hilla Chatri, who is product manager for it and who's head of marketing, to come in here all the way from Israel to tell us all about it. Hilla, please tell us the name of your product, how small businesses can find it, and how it works.
Sure, happy to. Great to be here. And my name is Hila. As you said, I'm the VP marketing of Promo. Promo is a video creation platform. We enable small businesses and digital marketers create professional videos, professional video marketing for their business. In order to grow online, we know that businesses need lots of videos, and so far it was very expensive and complicated to produce high-level professional videos. So now with Promo, everyone can create videos in a very easy and affordable way.
Yeah. Well, we know it's very definitely affordable, and we're going to get into that. But for our audience, what we've seen about it, and which we love, is there's literally thousands of video snippets covering video snippets covering any number of topics. You choose the one you want. You choose the music you want. You choose the what words you can put onto it. And at the end, at a very affordable price, which Hilla will get into, you have a video. In fact, tonight when you go on recalculating.biz, you'll see the video that we created and Dan's created. It's just a wonderful tool that I'm totally in love with. I'm going to turn it over to Dan because Dan did also something very unusual about it, but Dan has a lot of questions. I'm so enthralled about it that I'm having difficulty asking questions because I like to play with it.
Okay, sure.
Good morning and welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
I heard about this from Don, and literally in a matter of moments, I had created a video, and I was amazed at the quality. So to help our audience, which is basically small business people, understand the dynamics of what it is you've created, are you currently using this in small businesses in the United States? And if so, what kind of businesses are using it?
Sure. So we are focused on the United States. We have over 30,000 of businesses that currently use the or are paying subscribers to Promo. What we do is we enable access to over 3.5 million premium quality videos, and for some of them, you can also get the copy and messaging inside. So when you sign up to our platform, we usually ask you as a business owner or a marketeer, what vertical are you from, or what type of business do you manage? And then by that, we know to serve you the videos that are most applicable for your business. And then, as you said, it's very easy. You choose the footage that you like, that conveys the message that you want to deliver, and then you customize the message. You choose the best music, which is, by the way, pre-edited and curated, and it comes with the lifetime license for you. And then you, in a simple way, upload your logo and your message, your call to action, and you have a video ad ready to use. So our businesses come mainly from the United States, as I said, and we have several types or verticals in our platform. So real estate is one of our major verticals. We have many businesses from the real estate industry. Also, you know, we have digital marketing agencies, food, fitness, health and sports, beauty, fashion, wedding, photography, many, many types of businesses use our product to create their videos, mainly to grow online, to advertise on Facebook and to publish on their websites and on their apps, wherever they want.
So in using the program, and I know it's new to me, so I haven't used it extensively. Can you tell people how you price your product?
Sure. So we have several packages that you can choose from. It starts from $50 a month up to $100 and then $200 and then $360. It depends on the needs and the requirements of the videos you would like to create. It's also, we have for agencies, we have a white label feature that enables them to share the videos with their clients in a way that is a more, you know, professional way for them. So we have several options and plans, and we are very flexible.
So in my case, where I was looking to make a video to talk about a disease in the United States, it's all over the world, dementia. I think it was a 15 or 18 second video, and I wasn't sure whether it was $49 a month or $49 for the video.
So it's the same. If you only need one video a month, so the subscription is $50 and you get one video. If you need more than that, so for $100 a month, you can get four videos, which makes it $25 a video. But
so
if you are a nonprofit organization, if you are promoting, a plan to prevent a disease, or if you're an NGO or a nonprofit organization, we have other plans for you, especially for these types of organization, because we really want to help them succeed and grow. So contact us, and we will give you our special offer for NGOs, yes.
So when I sign up with you, I have to sign up for 12 months.
No, you sign up for a monthly subscription. It means that you can cancel it any month. But if you want the annual plan, you get 30% off, and then you are billed annually. We have two options in our platform. Yeah.
And did I understand that you have a special offer at the moment, limited time? Try one for free?
So, no, You actually can try for free. You can create as many drafts as you want for free. So you try the platform, you create your own videos, you edit them, you use all the functionality. And that's for free. But once you want to download and publish a video, then that's when you have to purchase a subscription. So
I could go in and do one video, pay $50, and then I could cancel my a subscription, and then if I want to do another one several months down the road, I'd have to start a new subscription. Is that right?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Dan, before we go any further, tell everybody the website, Hilla.
Yeah, so you simply Google the word promo, and we are the first result there, but our website is slide, slide.ly/promo. If you Google promo, you'll get to us for sure.
I thought that was an amazing feat in and of itself, that when Don told me, just put in promo in the search engine, just promo. And it was in promo.com, just promo, and it took me directly to your site. That was, I thought that was fascinating that you were able to do that. Where do you see this technology going?
So, in our view, mainly our mission is to help SMBs grow online, help them with whatever they need in order to grow. So, in the future, we want to be able to provide them videos that are ready to use to help them grow, achieve their goals, increase their sales. So, we plan to add many more content sources, many more features to our editor for sure, and we want to be here to help them succeed. So that's our driver. So we are now working on continuing the development of our products, adding more content, and adding more features. And the roadmap is very, very, fascinating. So stay with us, and I promise it will be even better.
So is the reason, and I have to tell you, I didn't pay attention. I probably should have. I didn't pay attention of how big the file when it's downloaded is an MP4 file.
Right. Correct.
I didn't pay attention, but in a 15 to 18 second video, with all the graphics and everything, that's a fairly large file, isn't it?
I guess so, but that's that's how these files are. But you can also share a link from our platform directly to Facebook. So if it's easier for you not to publish or download a file, you can share a link to the video. But I didn't hear any issues about the size of the file so far. So
I was just wondering whether or not the limitation on the time that it runs obviously also creates a function of the size of the file. I wonder if what was the rationale for 15 to 25 seconds? Why did you pick that particular range?
So you're right. We started with 15 seconds because it's the ideal, optimized length for a video ad. But now you can create videos that are much longer on promo, even up to 1 minute and even more. So it's actually up to you. And even shorter, you can start with 10 seconds or below, because now there is a trend for a 6 second video. So our platform can create all sizes of all the lengths, and also you can download your video in a square or a vertical format that is optimized for social media and for mobile. So you don't have to just use the horizontal video. We have other aspect ratios, and we have many surprises coming soon.
So I would like to say to the audience, I didn't spend a lot of time searching around. I'm the kind of guy that jumps in and plays right away, and I found it incredibly easy to use. It would seem to me that a small business that is coming into social media, this is an incredibly attractive way for them to create an image for themselves that would be competitive to much larger organizations they're competing with, and gives you a tremendous, a beautiful profile.
Dan, I'm going to jump in here because I took advantage of Hilla's service to create three different videos, one for our company, Information Strategies, new website, one that's going to appear on Recalculating, and one that's going to appear on our nonprofit, the National Robotics Education Foundation. And I just found it just such an incredible product that I was just blown away. But Dan, didn't you do something smart and instead of you took down the file and in fact stripped out the music and put in a voiceover, or did I not hear that correctly?
No. When I first saw what Don did, The thing that that I noticed that wasn't there is that it was all visual. There was no voiceover. But being
right,
being an MP4 file, I am about to experiment later today about dropping the MP4 file into iMovie, and then I could create a voiceover.
Right. So let me tell you something. In our platform, you can also upload a voice file. So if you have your voice file recorded, you can upload it. You can also upload your video file and edit it, and then add music and the logo and the text. So that's what you can do on Chroma today. But you said correctly that it's a simple to use tool, because you know, small businesses, they have so much to do. They have to run their business. They have to do what they do best, and we want to enable them to be excellent marketeers and to help them with the creative thinking, and we actually democratize creativity for them. That's why we provide all these great videos. So it will be the easiest way for them to create videos, to stand out online, and to promote their business while they are keep doing their work.
You know, one of the things, if you look at a lot of websites, there is a probably too much copy, too much text. And I think the adage, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words, this video process is going to make websites and social media more visually attractive, which will want people to go look to, at it. And number two, I think it is a better way to communicate your message, because what you're getting for a very small amount of money is production talent that you could never really afford on your own as a small business.
Correct. Yes. And you're right. Video performs much better than images and text. And everyone knows that videos are, that people watch them more and they share them and they engage with them. So that's why you think it's the best way to grow. So you're right. You get a high quality commercial in a fraction of the cost.
Is this? Go ahead, Don.
Well, I was going to finish up then. I was going to ask some questions about how they came about doing this and their product. But finish your line of questioning.
I just wanted to ask one more question on this segment, and that is, this being MP4, would you consider this, would television stations consider this broadcast quality?
I actually don't know, but I think that's not our target. So I can check it out and get back to you, but I think it's high-quality video, it's HD, and also it's mainly
HD,
for
yeah.
Social media. It's mainly for social media and for the internet, so I don't know.
Okay, all right. Don, back to you.
Okay.
Hella, you're located in Israel, and you must have a tremendous capacity, because there's an unbelievable number of videos on there. How did your company come about? What's your company all about?
Okay, so we started as a visual creation platform back a few years ago, and this is why you see on our website the name Slidely. That's the original company name. It was for consumers to create slideshows and collages. And that's where we came with the idea that businesses need this tool as well. And we launched Chroma a year and a half ago from Israel. We target U.S. customers. And by the way, we only advertise with our own products. So Chroma ads are the only way we promote Chroma. And we are our biggest customers of ourselves. We are also an SMB, if you think about it. We're a small business, 30 people out of Israel, and it works very well for us on Facebook. That's why we believe so much in our product, because we know it works. We know we scaled with it, and we know businesses can scale with it as well. So we just want to make them as successful as we are, hopefully, and to keep growing with them and help them grow.
Hmm. Well,
by the way, all the videos that you see now on our platform, they come from a very good partnership we have with Getty Images, and we are now going to add much more content from other sources as well.
Hmm. Well, you're a private company, correct?
Correct. A private company, yes.
Well, how did you come into existence? You mentioned some of your products, but what makes you so unique?
So we raised some funds from private investors, but as you know, Israel is a very hot, innovative market. Lots of startups, lots of technologies, and lots of investors are here. So we started, and we are a startup company. We are funded by private investors, and we are currently growing very fast, and we'll probably raise more money to continue grow and accelerate our growth. And right now, the platform is, generating revenue. So luckily, people they love our product, they subscribe to our service, and we can grow with that. So that's how it works. I noticed you hosted some other Israeli companies on your show. I saw you talked to the CEO of Bluevine, which is also an Israeli company. There are lots of startups here, and it's a very, attractive market for innovation.
Hmm. Well, how did you accumulate all of these videos?
So, as I said, we have a very good relationship with Getty Images, and with the help or with the partnership with them, we succeeded to build this huge library of content, and we are continuing to grow the library all the time. And we also have a very strong creative team that helps us to create these, collections or these ready-made videos that you see with the message inside and the music. We have a very strong, experienced creative team working with us.
Tell us again your website and how people can reach you.
Okay, so they can Google promo, P-R-O-M-O, and they get to us. Or they type slide.ly/promo.
Dan, do you have any more questions? I mean, I only have to tell our listeners, I love the product. I use it, and I can't say enough about it.
For your audience of recalculating, if you reach out to us via our support or our Facebook page, we will be happy to also give you a nice, a benefit of two free credits if you subscribe to our platform. So just say you came from Recalculating, and we'll take care of the rest.
Super.
Dan, you get the final word.
Good. I'm just curious about your content comes, if I understood you correctly, a lot of your visual content comes from Getty Images, you said, and you're looking at other suppliers, other partners. Do you envision a point in time where there will be no limit to the amount of time you can use? Videos could be 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour.
Yes, of course. We are going to create lots of other use cases like editorial content and testimonials and product demos. For sure, that's in our roadmap. It will happen. And by the way, within 2 months, we might even have on our platform more than 10 million videos. So, as I said, stay tuned and stay with us, and you'll see it happening.
Would you let us know when you make a change so that we can let our audience know?
Of course, I'll be happy to. Sure.
Super.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Back to you, Don.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Want to know more about health savings accounts for your company or yourself? Go to 2HSA.com and get a free employer's primer. Health savings accounts are a cost-effective way of offering health care benefits to your employees and yourself. HSAs build retirement funds for your employees, improve morale, and reduce your health care benefit cost. For a free employer guide to HSAs, go to 2HSA.com. That's 2HSA.com.
Dan Perkins here from Recalculating.biz with your featured book. I want to tell you about a recent interview I had with Bob Bethel, a turnaround specialist with lots of success in small business. Bob's new book is Strengthen Your Business, Fail-Proof Strategies for Small Business. He tells us of his life successes and failures that have made him and his clients so successful. Over the years, Bob has brought 77 companies back from the brink and changed them into thriving, profitable businesses. His energy is amazing, and at 74, he proves that you can still have a great deal to give others if you just try. His suggestions are easy to understand and very helpful. One insight struck me was that most companies do not have a plan. The old Chinese proverb says, if you don't know where you're going, then any road will take you there, is true today. Bethel's book, Strengthen Your Business, can be found at Amazon.com or can be ordered at your local bookstore. This has been Dan Perkins with your Recalculating.biz featured book.
Welcome back to Recalculating, the program dedicated to American small business. Now it's time to bring together our two experts, Dan Perkins and Don Mazzella, as they discuss things that are happening now that are affecting your business success.
Tell me, Dan, about your latest book.
My current book that's coming out, I should say, is Why Can't Grammy Remember Me? And it's really the first book written for children between the ages of 9 and 12 and their families dealing with dementia. Dementia is a growing problem with the elderly in the United States and around the world. And we are not very well informed about what's going on, what's happening. So I wrote this book in the form of a mystery. And I have two little girls, 9 and 12, who have a magical power to seem to be able to find things that are lost. And so they go to their dads and moms and they say, you know, we work all over the neighborhood helping people find things, and we seem to find things. And their dad says, yes, you have a magical talent to do that. And they said, we'd like to start a business to see if we can help other people. So they decided to start a business. The two girls' name are Hudson and Charlotte, and they start H&C's Lost and Found. If you've lost it, we find it. And so they build a business, and they convince the dads to build them an office and a treehouse in the backyard, and they get busy making posters and flyers trying to get customers, and their dads take them downtown, and they put them in the windows and on the telephone poles and light poles, and they go home, and first week goes by, and nobody comes. And the second week and third week, and nobody comes. They're really, really dejected. And the fourth week comes, and there's a knock at the door. And they walk over and open the door, and there's a young man standing there with one of their flyers in his hands. And he says to them, my dad says the reason why my Grammy can't remember me is because she's lost her memory. And your flyer says, you find things that are lost. Can you find my Grammy's memory? Well, they don't know anything about memory. So they take his name and they go see their dads to see what can happen. And the story evolves into how they learn about what dementia is and what's going on in the body when somebody has dementia. And then they decide, while they can't find their customer's memory, they can help him build the tools to retain her in his memory. And so at the end of the book, there are about 10 to 12, 13 things that families can do together to work on to preserve the memory of grandma and grandpa so the generations can know who these people were. And that's the story.
What a great book. When will it be available, and how can people get it?
Well, it'll be available on Amazon.com. A lot of people who have read it, who've had moms and dads that have been stricken with Alzheimer's and dementia, tell me that they really now begin to understand what's happening in grandma's brain. And we took a different approach. Rather than do the typical brain cross-section, I work with the artist, and we design highways in the brain. And there's a brain of one of the little girls and the brain of Grammy. They both have highways, roads, but the girl's brain, everything is green and go. Grammy's brain is full of no left turns, do not enter, stop, no right turns. So all of the messages that need to come from our brain get screwed up and we can't function. Great illustrations, though. Wonderful illustrations.
Well, say goodbye, Dan.
All right.
Time for us to go.
Thank you for joining us. And by the way, if you didn't hear all of today's show, you can go to recalculating.biz and you can pick up this show and past shows to expand your knowledge as becoming more successful entrepreneurs. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Welcome back to Recalculating, the program dedicated to American small business. Now it's time to bring together our two experts, Dan Perkins and Don Mazzella, as they discuss things that are happening now that are affecting your business success.
You know, Dan, we have a very unusual next guest, Robin Hayes. He's written a book that I found fascinating, and I wanted him on the program to tell us all about it. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay. Robin, please tell us the name of I'm going to ask you about your background. But please first tell us a little bit the name of your book, what it's about, and a little bit of your background.
Okay. Well, my book is My Sales Made Me Do It, The Case for Cellular Determinism, and it's a biological discussion about why we do what we do, why we behave as we do. I look at ourselves and how they respond and how that ultimately leads to the organism responding, and then how that is ultimately a manifestation for our behavior. So it is a discussion that ultimately leads in a philosophical point of view, where I say that our actions are determined by ourselves and we don't really have free will. As far as my background, I'm a biologist, a general biologist, but I've spent the last 20 years doing microbiology and studying cell behavior, if you will.
And the reason I invited you on the program is because you had some pretty what I think are I don't want to say radical, but different ideas, which I thought our audience. Can you tell us the main thrust of your book and how you feel your studies could help a small business?
Okay, well, sure. First off, my book is really about behavior, human behavior, why we respond as we do. And when you look at behavior, it really is a reaction. It's a reaction to your environment. It's a reaction to your genetics. It's a reaction to your emotions. So really you're responding to what's going on around you. So our behavior is really just a reaction to the events around us, and there's several things that influence that reaction. Genetics, as I've mentioned, environment, and experience. All of these contribute to our cells' growth and then our cells' response to what we are perceiving. And so when we think about why someone is doing something or why we ourselves are behaving as we are, we can recognize that it really is a reaction to the events around us, and then maybe have a better understanding as to maybe why we're doing what we're doing and why others might be doing what they're doing.
The only thing I can say is amen to that, because I often see in the past where people have said, and I've done things only in reaction to other events.
Right.
I have a lot of questions, but I'm sure Dan has more. Dan, you want to take over some questions?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you. I was struck about your comment when you were responding to Don's originally, where you, if I heard you correctly, say you said that we do not have a free will. Did I hear that right?
Not at the cellular level. Yes, you heard that right. So we have the illusion of free will, and it's not one that we can escape. When you think about your thoughts, you have this internal narrative that's continually going, explaining to you what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what's going on around you. And so your response, a self-awareness response, certainly seems like a free will response to you. But at the cellular level, when we dig deep down, we can find an explanation for why you did what you did.
So if that's the, if I'm following what you're saying that I can't really control what's going to happen to me.
To a degree, yeah. Well, you're going to respond to what happens to you. And I know that's an uncomfortable feeling. People don't like to hear that. They want to feel responsible for what they do, and they certainly want others to be responsible for what they do. So I understand, yeah, it's an uncomfortable feeling for sure. But to a degree, when you look at it at the level that we understand our own biology, the response certainly feels like a free will response, certainly feels like something that we are in control of.
Well, let me dig a little deeper.
Sure.
We're a show about small business, and
yes.
We're a show about providing information and help and guidance to small business people to help them make themselves successful in what they're trying to do in their business venture.
Okay.
And if I follow your logic, and it may be something that I'm misunderstanding. I follow your logic. That small business person really is not going to have any impact on what his business does because he doesn't really have the freedom to make decisions that can make his business grow or fail.
Well, yes and no. I wouldn't put it that way. He knows that his customers are going to react. Their behavior is going to be a reaction. So he can, now knowing what I've told him, that's information that he's gained, and now he can react to that information. And as he reacts to that information, he can realize that, you know, maybe making certain services available to his customers gets a positive response, whereas making other services available might give a negative response. And so he can choose how he impacts his customers' behavior, how he impacts their reaction, and he can do this based on the knowledge and information that he gathers. He will respond to that in a certain way, and that reaction will be, you know, dictated by the information and the knowledge that he gains. But in the end, it will be a reaction to the information that he's gathering. But he can use that information to influence his customers. And if, say, for instance, he reacts in a certain way, he can look back at the things that were going on and maybe understand why he reacted or behaved in such a way. And all of this is information that now is building our neuronal network, and then next time we encounter those situations, we respond differently. So really, it's all about gathering knowledge and gathering information so that when you respond hopefully in a positive or more appropriate or more according fashion that allows your customers to benefit and even allow you to benefit.
But if I don't have a free will, then how can I change my mind?
Well, how can you not, though? See, that's the thing I'm saying. You're going to move in a certain direction regardless. And the thing is that as information comes to you, you're going to react to that information. Obviously, what you're hearing from me today is information that you might not have heard before. And now you're starting to recognize that the more information I gather, the different or the more appropriate I might respond to certain situations. And now you can seek out information. We know that we can influence customers in such a subtle way with music or with color. Waitresses can touch a customer on the elbow or on a shoulder and get a much more positive response. So as you gain this information, you can use it to influence your customers, understand their behavior, understand their reactions to what you're doing.
So do you do any consulting work?
I don't. I teach microbiology, and I manage real estate, and I attempt to write books sometimes.
Yeah. So for the average listener for our program, how is there a way in which you've been able to prove your theory?
Well, see, that's the thing with science. You don't really prove anything, but you can provide evidence to support your position. And when I look at cells and how cells respond, they always respond in a reactionary fashion. And then as you move up the ladder to more and more complex organisms, they always respond in a reactionary fashion. I looked for free will. I looked for the mechanism that allows for free will. And you really have to step outside the physical world to explain such a thing. And, you know, science doesn't allow me to do that. So I'm restricted by what I'm able to observe and measure. And what I'm able to observe and measure is behavior is a reaction to events, genetics, experience, environment.
So that the decision-making process that we
yes.
as human beings go through, right or wrong, good or evil, is, in your opinion, controlled at the cellular level, and we really don't have any influence on that decision.
We are reacting.
But it was already, I hate to use the word, but our life is already predestined.
See, so I'm going to step back from that a little bit and say that
right.
behavior is determined, and behavior is an in-the-moment response. So you are responding in the moment based on, you know, these factors that I've talked about, in addition to, you know, chemicals that are in the microenvironment of the cell and other things. So this is an in-the-moment response. That is at the cellular level, but when we dive deep into quantum mechanics, and this is a subject, you know, I know very little about, but when you dive deep into quantum mechanics, you realize that the universe itself has some uncertainty to it. You know, certain particles are able to bop in and out of existence. And so at that level, we would argue that the universe is not determined, not predetermined. But at the cellular level for the organism, it is determined because of the way that the cell is responding to the environment and the way things going on around it. So I want to just make that distinction between the universe not being predetermined and the cell being determined. Determined because it's acting in, or it's reacting to what the universe is giving it.
So just to prove my ignorance, at the cellular level, things are, you're saying, are predetermined.
Not predetermined,
but
determined. Because the universe might change. So the cell is reacting in the moment. It's a determined reaction in the moment.
So does your molecular biology tell you anything about properties of good and evil?
No. Properties of good and evil are, you know, those, it doesn't. It doesn't. Here's what I would say about that. When we look at what is considered evil, people describe it as being abnormal, or the behavior being abnormal, or not sane. And when we look at it, we oftentimes can find a cellular reason for that behavior. There's a chemical imbalance. Maybe there's a tumor growing. Maybe they have a virus infection. Charles Whitman, the gentleman that committed the Texas Tower Massacre in 1966. You know, he was a Boy Scout, he was a Marine, and then suddenly he climbs to the top of this tower and starts shooting people. It makes no sense. But then when they do an autopsy and they look at him, they find this tumor that's growing, that's pressing on his amygdala, and likely was the reason for the behavior that we observed.
So that's a great example. Let me try another example.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler. Yes.
Adolf Hitler. He persuaded millions of Germans that what he was doing and wanted to do with the Third Reich was good and just.
Yes.
And they accepted it. And as he became more vicious in his attacks and persecution and killing people, the people, some people say, just accepted it as a matter of life. So he may have had a chemical imbalance in his brain, but he was able to convince millions of Germans that what he was doing was right. Did they have a similar problem with their brains, or is there something else at work here?
There's something else at work with the millions that are following him. Sure, he may have had an imbalance, but he was able to convince people to follow him, and that's, I think, part of the human psyche, is that there is a certain desire to have a leader, to have somebody that follows. Hitler isn't the first individual to get hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people to follow him. Genghis Khan,
uh-huh.
As an example. I think there's a number of examples historically. It seems to be easy when you get individuals together, all with the same thought process. Maybe the chemicals, the pheromones that are being shared kind of gets them all roiled up, and they all then start to follow the same belief, if you will, the same thought process. So I think there's something else at work there, something at a social level that's contributing to everybody following this insane man, if you will.
So is it possible that in the case of where we're talking about Hitler, is it possible that there's I've read some people, not necessarily specifically writing about Hitler, but as you said, pointed out a moment ago, that there are a number of people in the world, perhaps billions, who are looking for someone to lead them. And I'm wondering if that's a deficiency within the cells, that there's something going on a cellular level, that there's a deficiency that millions of people have that we have yet to discover.
First, I would say it's hard to describe it as a deficiency, because then we're making a judgment call on whether or not there's an evolutionary advantage to having that gene or to having those qualities. I would say that, yeah, I believe that there is a genetic influence behind those that are easily led and those that are maybe not so easily led or more rebellious. I do believe that there's probably some genetic difference. But what that is, we haven't determined yet. But to say that it's a deficiency, I'm not so sure, because, you know, it might be a survival mechanism that allows these people to pass that gene on to the next generation.
Well, let me give you another example. There are some what I would consider to be outlandish. You may not. But there are some quote, scientists who are saying that the impact of global warming is having an impact on the ability for black people to be free around the world. There are people that are global warming scientists who are saying that global warming is impacting the menstrual cycle of women and that reproductive rates are falling on a global basis. So that a quote chemical or biological agent in the air, supposedly created by man, is affecting people at the cellular level, which changes their thought patterns.
Well, okay, let me address it in this way. When we look at bacteria growing on a petri dish, they generally grow at a rate that is exponential while they use up all of the food that's on the petri dish. But while they're growing exponentially, they're also producing a lot of waste. And at some point, the bacteria population stops growing and you have this massive die-off that occurs because there's no food and their population is polluted. When you look at the human population, we are doing much of the same thing. We are growing at an exponential rate. We are using our resources and we are polluting our environment at an astronomical rate. So we're doing the same thing that bacteria are doing. In fact, we're not behaving any differently than bacteria. You have to imagine at some point our population will reach the point where it has depleted the resources and it's polluted its own environment to the point that the population begins to crash. How that is manifested, maybe it is in the way that reproductive cycles change, or maybe there's some other factor that contributes to it. But I certainly could see how us polluting our environment could impact us at a cellular level.
And so if we clean up our environment, if the global warming, the climate change people are successful, and they're able to begin to change the environment, could we reverse some of these trends or not?
I certainly think we could. One of the things that we're starting to see with our studies of genetics and epigenetics is that genes can be turned on and off depending on the environment that they're being exposed to. And so you can imagine there being situations where individual genes are being methylated and tagged, so they're being turned off. And as the environment changes, that tag could be removed and those genes turned on. There was a recent study that showed individuals that exercise have several more genes turned on than individuals that don't exercise. And these people, the study, I guess, was able to show that by exercising, you were able to turn these genes on. So I could imagine if you remove the pollutant from the environment, you can change the methylation of the gene. You could change the tag on that gene.
Robin, okay. The name of your book?
My Cells Made Me Do It, The Case for Cellular Determinism.
You know, this has been a fascinating conversation. I've been listening for it. And Dan, we have time for just one more question.
What do you think is the, is there a major threat on the cellular level to mankind?
A major threat to the cellular level, I think, I'm more concerned about artificial intelligence, maybe. But I think if you're thinking about a biological vector, maybe a virus that or a bacterium that could, you know, do severe damage to reproductive cells. I think that would be a serious concern. But my thought is that the human species will survive, even if we undergo a major population crash. A human species will survive.
Okay, super. Thank you so much for your time today. Interesting
conversation.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Robin Hayes. He's got a fascinating new book and a link to his website. What is your website, Robin?
It's celldeterminism.com.
Well, it's been a fascinating one. I hope, Dan, you've been enjoying it. I certainly have. Thank you so much, Robin, for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I had a good time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me, Dan, tell me about your latest book.
My current book that's coming out, I should say, is Why Can't Grammy Remember Me? And it's really the first book written for children between the ages of 9 and 12 and their families, dealing with dementia. Dementia is a growing problem with the elderly in the United States and around the world. And we are not very well informed about what's going on, what's happening. So I wrote this book in the form of a mystery. And I have two little girls, 9 and 12, who have the magical power to seem to be able to find things that are lost. And so they go to their dads and moms and they say, you know, we work all over the neighborhood helping people find things, and we seem to find things. And their dad says, yes, you have a magical talent to do that. And they said, we'd like to start a business to see if we can help other people. So they decided to start a business. The two girls' name are Hudson and Charlotte. And they start H&C's Lost and Found. If you've lost it, we find it. And so they build a business, and they convince the dads to build them an office and a treehouse in the backyard. And they get busy making posters and flyers trying to get customers. And their dads take them downtown, and they put them in the windows and on the telephone poles and light poles. And they go home, and first week goes by, and nobody comes. And the second week and third week, and nobody comes. They're really, really dejected. And the fourth week comes, and there's a knock at the door. And they walk over and open the door, and there's a young man standing there with one of their flyers in his hands. And he says to them, my dad says the reason why my Grammy can't remember me is because she's lost her memory. And your flyer says you find things that are lost. Can you find my Grammy's memory? Well, they don't know anything about memory. So they take his name and they go see their dads to see what can happen. And the story evolves into how they learn about what dementia is and what's going on in the body when somebody has dementia. And then they decide, while they can't find their customer's memory, they can help him build the tools to retain her in his memory. And so at the end of the book, there are about 10 to 12, 13 things that families can do together to work on to preserve the memory of Grandma and Grandpa so that generations can know who these people were. And that's the story.
What a great book. And when will it be available, and how can people get it?
Well, it'll be available on Amazon.com. A lot of people who have read it, who've had moms and dads that have been stricken with Alzheimer's and dementia, tell me that they really now begin to understand what's happening in Grandma's brain. And we took a different approach. Rather than do the typical brain cross-section, I work with the artist, and we design highways in the brain. And there's a brain of one of the little girls and the brain of Grammy. They both have highways, roads. But the girl's brain, everything is green and go. Grammy's brain is full of no left turns, do not enter, stop, no right turns. So all of the messages that need to come from our brain get screwed up and we can't function. Great illustrations, though. Wonderful illustrations. All right.
Time for us to go.
Thank you for joining us. And by the way, if you didn't hear all of today's show, you can go to recalculating.biz. And you can pick up this show and past shows to expand your knowledge as becoming more successful entrepreneurs. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hello, I'm Dan Perkins, the co-host of Recalculating, and I just found out that I'm a type 2 diabetic. I don't know about you, but I was scared. I went to the diabetes classes at the hospitals and was overwhelmed with all of the information. I'm not a doctor. I'm a diabetic looking for a better way to treat my diabetes. It's important to me to try and treat my diabetes with a minimal amount of drugs. I found the Diabetic Solution Kit. It's a proven system used by over 300,000 people that help them balance their blood sugar, lower their A1C, and treat diabetes at the root cause. When you follow the simple instructions, the solution kit could help you get off of drugs, and it may even alleviate your need for daily insulin shots with your doctor's approval. If you're looking for an alternative in treating your diabetes, then you need to consider the Diabetic Solution Kit. I know it helped me, and maybe it can help you. Go to recalculating.biz and look for the solution kit link. Click on it and learn more.
Dan, we only have time to say goodbye for today.
Well, it was a great show, and we had some terrific guests, and hopefully our listeners enjoyed it and also got some good ideas of some of the challenges of starting your own small business. And we encourage you to go to the website, as I said before, recalculating.biz, listen to class shows, and we're also going to start giving you some heads up about who's coming in the future. So this is Dan Perkins.
And Don Mazzella.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on Recalculating. We hope the information you received on today's episode was helpful to you in starting and growing your business. Please go to our website, recalculating.biz, to contact us, to listen to past shows, and see special offers. Until next time, remember, if you grow, we grow. Join us next week for more helpful ideas to make your business a great success. Recalculating, a program designed to help you be successful.